Dat was de geus. Today, vanavond, against the geus uit Hoek van Kijden, in the feminism that you told them, we don't believe in either of those things. Not the geus of the 19th century, not the geus of the late 20th century. We believe in a proper balance. The Rambam gives it to you with favors, chlor, peret, pesol, and ilkos, ish, and regular ass cigarettes, and kluvis. But the husband should be like a melech in her eyes. But he has to be machabios and a gufo. And it works with mutual respect and love and admiration. That's how it has to work. Yes, we believe that the husband is the individual who is the leading spiritual force in the home. That's the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be more generally more knowledgeable in Torah. That's all correct. But his affection and respect for his wife should be incomparable. Precisely because of the Talmud Chacham, he should know how much he has to love and respect and admire and pay attention to his wife who does so much for him. Hakaras Hatov, how much does she do for you? Morris said, the mere fact that they do these basics for us is enough, even if they're witches, that's the case in the Gemara. If she's a witch, but she still takes care of the children as Nasim and Achet. Kabachoma, if she's a mensch, I hope you will listen to marry someone who's a mensch. How much more so do you have this responsibility, this Hakaras Hatov, to be concerned, whatever concerns her, whether it's big, whether it's small, you have to be concerned. And you know, if you will rule over her, and everything depends upon you, which it used to be there, that's a terrible thing. Terrible. You have to give your wife independence. I mentioned last year, the case where the husband controls the check, and he used it as a means of control, I have that in my shul too, still married so far, it's terrible. I mean, the woman has nothing. If you don't behave, you know what I like, I won't give you a check. I won't have a case. We'll make political men. I can't buy food. You won't give me a check because I didn't like it. I did something I did. That's crazy. It bothers me around. My wife has a check. Once a month, she gives me one. But as I say all the time, the more you get this straight, you'll live a happy life. You make the money, and she spends it. Get that straight through your head, and everything will be fine. Really. That's the way it should be. You make it, and she spends it. That's the key to a happy marriage. I'm not going right. That's my own. That's never over. But I'm telling you from experience. Very careful. Never say anything that she can't make any decision. Oh, I've decided everything. First of all, you're crazy. It's not even good for you. You've decided everything. Whenever she has a problem, she'll call you up. Should I take the child to the doctor? Which doctor? Should I take him to this doctor? Crazy. Give her the opportunity to make decisions. If you marry someone, she should be smart enough to make decisions on her own. Let her make decisions. It's courage. If you disagree with the decision after the fact, then the nice person, you know, I might have done it a little bit differently. Well, okay. Well, that she'll tell us, you can tell us, fine. Never do it in a time of anger. Another cloud. If it's anger, struck me, just say nothing. Nothing. Count to 10, count to 100, count to 1,000. Say nothing. Speak in anger, and she's angry, that's the worst part. Especially Arab Shabbos, it's one Shabbos. That's the context. Al Yatzel Amy Yisrael Tov Beso. Arab Shabbos is always a pressure in the lachas. You know, try to avoid the lachas first of all. The chatzila. You help out the Shabbos. You want to help out yourself and the zol. Help out the Shabbos to avoid the tension. Never say something to make your wife feel bad. Feel bad, she's going to cry. I'll end with this. An unbelievable thought. I don't know if I do it even last year. I heard it. I don't think so. I heard it from Rosh Hashiva, who told me that right after he got married, he met Rav David Lipschitz, and he was mamish just got married, was being in a curl, and he was so happily married, and a honeymoon, 2 years after his marriage, and Rav David forced him off and said, relax, after Zogit, we don't want to tell you something. You know, some busa, some this, or something, give him some. Kizuk, man, said three words. I'll say first in Yiddish. The vet veinin. Don't know Yiddish? No one knows Yiddish? Literally means no one knows? Nobody in the whole room knows the Yiddish? Nobody? Huh? No? What do you mean? Okay, key word. The vet veinin means literally, she will cry. I'm veinin. Ah. Dominus, that's how he's from. What about Dominus? He's a little kid. He has this one delicious pile. She's really a tremendous woman. All the violence, everything. What is he best thing? The brother was telling him as follows. He says, he now tells all of his families, that's the same thing here from Abdullah. Because a woman has different moods. First of all, they're hormonal switch. I tell you, we don't read about it. We read about PMS and in the court of law now, and the converter, so there's, and then of course, there could be pregnancy and nursing, and the hormonal things themselves, we can't even begin to appreciate it. Woman can have it, give it a certain, at a certain difficult time, the vet is going to cry. So if Double is telling him, don't think it's abnormal. Think, all right, what'd I do? I fell in. I wanted a strong woman, a woman who's accomplished, a woman who could do things, and here's a woman who's crybaby. And Rav David is saying, and he must have experienced for many years before he made the statement 20 years ago, that's the nature of things. That's the nature of things. The woman, she has a serious pressure, she's given to tears. It's so careful. So the Gemara says, the Tosha is awesome, it's the Gemara. But it's quoted in Gemara. Quoted Matthias the 10th. Zivet Venus. Therefore, on Asa Krova. So you dare say something which might insult her. She may just start to cry, and then you're finished. If you don't say anything, there'll be a pressure. Maybe because of children, she's just going to cry because she just can't handle the burden. You would also cry, but you know, men are too macho. But they really, you also feel like crying when something, things like this happen. But also, she has no sleep, right? She's raising little children. They woke up in the middle of the night. You slept through like a baby, right? But she was up for half the night, and then she's under pressure. The kid throws up, and then she starts to cry. She can't handle it. Don't be surprised. Rabbi says, the Gemara says, the Muslim is to you. That's just the way it is. And all is part of Tov L'Gever. It's good for you. He's the old Minuru. To accept upon these responsibilities upon yourself. These are some of the points which Rav Balba brought out in his first Shmuel to Kabosa. Adirat Shlomo Balba's beautiful kutras. Mamarei Hadrachala Hassanin. I want to discuss with you the Kabosa in the Gemara of the Sefer Shabbos that Ishti is called Beisim. You know that. Very often they find it in the Chumash. The Chibar Badal Vad Beis, or Beis, the Mishnah Kohen Gadol has to have a wife, otherwise he can't go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What does it mean, your house? What does the word house mean? So, he quotes from a Gemara Brachas. Shmuel. The Navi Shmuel, it says, Shuvasa Haramasa Kishon Beisam. He didn't have a no from his ma'arachim. Rashi explains, he take his furniture with him. Shalali Hanos Menachem. The whole brought of Beitzo, Rav Alba, the beautiful, great Babusa. The whole brought of Beitzo, you establish a home, you should be independent. You shouldn't need to, you know, always be the ass to fix from other individuals. That's the idea of Beitzo. That's Beitzo. Therefore, Beitzo is a wish, though. A person can be complete by himself. You have to have a wife, and the husband and wife together, they establish the unit, and this unit should be able to be independent. The quotes arrived from the czar. Now, what is Beitzo? So if you look carefully in Pirkei Avos at the beginning, the two Mishnayim at the very beginning, you have to talk about Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim. Right away, talk about the vice. Right away. Yibeischa beit vav l'chachomim. Yibeischa pasuach l'revocho. Two Mishnayos in a row. We speak about the vice. You have to have Avas Chochmo and Avas Chesed. Before you can invite Chachomim in, or Aniyah b'nei Beischa, obviously, it requires the husband and wife of themselves should establish their home as a place of chokma and as a place of chesed. What does it mean, chokma? He quotes the Rosh in Orchos Chaim. He says, "V'divarta bom al shulchanecha, v'hizharta v'anshe beisecha la'adrichem afi ha'torah v'chol ha'torah v'atrichem ha'torah."
So the Robert Balsam of previous Balmusser, Kelm, who said, this is the Yisod, what new Yisod is this? You heard of a Dibart Abom, Shiv Chabar Yisod, what new Yisod? The Dibart Abom al Shulchanach, what does that mean? What that means is that a Balabayas, when he gets married, has to be able to talk the Torah at the table. Kavachim, mad that he can talk such fancy Torahs and Yeshiva, the base of Medrash, the Kavachim, he can talk Torah at the table, which is no Kavachim. But to talk about the prima donna is one thing. To talk, the only one on the way out there, just pick one up, pass around now if you want. To talk the great Torah about the prima donna with complicated stuff, with, you know, the back and forth, that's easy. What's not so easy is to talk what you might call light Torah. Light that it should be acceptable around the table. I know that in my house, I have something difficult. He said that the Shiva Bach is difficult with this. He's so used to the Shvera and Yonim. Talk about the Parsha, a little Ha'orah, which should be too complicated. It should be able to be understood. It should be enjoyed. And he called it a new Yisod. Called the Bar Tavom Al Shulchanecha. A new Yisod. He called Dibur Kal B'Dibre Torah. Lahagin Le'ishto Tvorim Arevim U'Miskablim. And it's not easy for a Ben Torah. And yes, a man has to tell his wife the halachas, especially about Torah. Ultimately, he is the poisek, right? He has to either pass it himself or find out the psak, whatever it may be. Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Lashon Hara, Hilchos Kashrus, Hilchos Taras HaMishpacha, whatever it may be. He has to know the din. He shouldn't say, not so bad if my wife doesn't keep it. So she's not a yeshiva bacha. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom lach shalkov. I must tell you that I once had a story of learning Shabbos. It was back many years. It was back when I learned Shabbos. I think it was 12 years ago. I was talking about the Rambam. It's not doing this shiur, but this I reminded it. The Rambam says that the person Chal Shabbos for a chole, pikuach nefesh, should be done by anoshim gedolim. Why not children? Why not women? There's a fear. People may say, really? You're not allowed to do Chal Shabbos. So let the kid do it. Let the woman do it. So I said, and that was the old thing. Today, I can't believe this thing exists. That someone will say, well, if I have one Shulchan Aruch, my wife has a different Shulchan Aruch. I made a tenth comment at a chasna. Someone was there from Muncie. And he's at the table and says, what are you talking about? It's exactly what goes on in some kielos. He sees it exactly the way. The men won't use the Eruv. But the women, they can use the Eruv. Or the men won't open cans on Shabbos. The women, they can open the cans on Shabbos. So I spoke about it, I heard this, I spoke about it in my shul, very strongly against it. My opinion, the house should have what we call a Shulchan Aruch Achid. It should be one Shulchan Aruch for everybody. That's what we should try our best. That's a little kid different story. We should try our best that we can to have a Shulchan Aruch for the house. But the women should be inferior. I talk about it as my machrona was concerned at the time. And when I was concerned with the men, I was like, well, yeah, what's the difference? Either you're chai or you're potter. But I did this kind of, that was one of my more controversial drushes for sure. People said, what do you want? Yeah, people didn't like what I had to say. Yeah? If you have equality, yeah, equal rights, equal responsibilities. Yeah? Okay. Right. He says, you know very often a Ben Torah is disappointed. His wife doesn't quite understand every nuance of what he's saying. You know, he's got some fancy drusha, you know, and he wants to explain it to her. She doesn't seem to chab. Because after all, he has many more years of experience in these kind of nuances, and she doesn't understand it. So he comes in the middle, she gets distracted, the baby starts to cry, and it's not that she's not really interested, but there's chas v'shalom to have this happen to you. Take for your occasion, teach us to take to share a Torah with us? No! You must overcome it. He says, either sometimes the man is so busy, there's no time for his wife. And she has something she wants to talk to him about. And he's busy. Even if Ben Torah can be busy, he's not working, he's learning. He's so busy with his Torah, he's running the mask, and he's talking, Hasmoda, everyone's talking about, you know, it's the one-track mind that's ever been, you know, in the yeshivas. And now yeshiva other things. It's hard to really ask for this absolutely single-minded kind of asmada. But another yeshiva is that today is bandit. He says, are you a bigger master than Rabbi Kivei? Rabbi Kivei. Kivei got 36 shirim kvul b'kol yom. You're right. And I did that. He says, whatever it is. So Rabbi Kivei wrote as follows. After his wife passed away, he says, who knows her tzitzkus and tzniyas more than I? Quote, Homim rabos hoyo li masa umatan imo bevikuach v'yiras Hashem. We had an argument, a discussion back and forth about matters pertaining to Yiras Shemayim. Ad chazi halaylo. He writes over here, you a bigger master than Rabbi Kivei? Kivei was a masmid hador. It was an incredible masmid. I'll pay for it. I can't resist. No, at least I'll pay for it. Kivei was all into learning. He was like an incredible. He was so much into learning. To tell two stories that are just one more unbelievable than the next. The first one is that he was touching his health. He was really an old man, and his health was failing. So his son, if Shlomo Megan decided to take the father out to a walk in the park. Get him some fresh air. He walks with him, and he's, you know, his mind is thinking about learning. Sits him down at a park bench just to get some fresh air. Vegas, and after about 5 minutes, he asks, Abu is the yingle? Where's the baby boy? He figured, he didn't know what was going on. His mind was just thinking of learning. He figured he'd probably gone to a bridge, and he was waiting for to put the bridge to the baby, and he didn't understand what was going on. He was so shakur at learning. That's an even more amazing story. This is too amazing to believe. But anyway, even if it's not true, it's the story I tell. They don't tell about you and me. They say, Kivei Eger lost a daughter. That's it. We spoke about the Sam Sofer. That daughter was Nifter of Kivei Eger's lifetime. She was Nifter of Kivei Eger's lifetime. Every year, Kivei Eger would come to visit his daughter, visit his son of the Sam Sofer. And his daughter, Rabbi Chassam Seifer, would meet him at the train station and bring him, to the house. No, now he was coming again. And he didn't know that his daughter had passed away. They hid it from him. So Chassam Seifer was stuck. What am I going to do now? He knows that the Shver was coming. And Chassam Seifer had remarried. Third wife. So he told his new wife, do me a favor. Go to the train station. You'll see her. If you make it come to the station, just I forgot the phrase, was master tata, something like that. Some phrase that was that she knew it, that was what his daughter always said to him, and then walk up to the house. The kakata. And according to this story, I don't know if it's true or not, but it's written on the biography, it worked. Kivega was so shakua and he didn't realize that the lady was taking him to some servant's house, was not his own daughter. I don't know. I'm just telling you a story to give you an idea. This master is Nifla. This story is not true. We'll never wait for a second. But he spent time talking about Yerush and I with his wife in the middle of the night. You should never say, I'm too busy with my story to talk about Yerush and I with my wife. Never. The Chaim Zonneveld, the Rishalayim, Rabbi Chassid did many different things. Supported by me, had a halacha stay with his wife every single day for half an hour. Better man than I? Okay. But in principle, this is the Yisrael. The person should share the great Torah with his wife. You have to know how to do it. Don't start rattling off a complicated, cheshbon. Don't get involved in these things. They have bought the parasha, bought the halacha lemaisa, some horror. There's plenty of things to talk about. But that's all we've said and tell us about Kosovo. But now I'm going to give you a quotation which will, you should never forget it for the rest of your life. If you remember this quotation, you will live a happy life. How's that? Okay? Listen to this. It's not for me, not for Bulba, it's from Rav Chaim Vital. You know Rav Chaim Vital? The Kugel. This is his father. If a person does chesed in this world, sure, he helps people to speak a kolon, nicham avelim, chesed v'kala. Oh, wonderful. But Badai, when he passes away after many Meir Shana, Zuchuyos Rabbah Tal Masech Chesed is going to be Zivalt Tal Masech. But here's the sentence you should know by heart. Avol Yeda Ne'mona, you should know, Ki Bashamayim Bolkin Eich Hisnaig Im Ishto. In the Shamayim, when a person goes up there for a judgment, they check out how did he deal with his wife. Im Gami Mogom Al Chesed Kol Yomov, if he treated her and did chesed with her all of his days, Ashra Vitovla. And fortunate is he. And if also he chesed Kol Yomov, if he treated her and did chesed with her all of his days, Ashra Vitovla. And fortunate is he. And if also he knit Vizniya. But if he teased her and he left her, Viveso Koach, in his house, he became angry. Vihikpid the Loracham, and he was a captain, he was very strict, and he didn't have mercy. Lelo Chesed, he was not kind to her. Unasius Baal, he did not share her heavy burdens. What do you mean, share heavy burdens? What do they mean? If it means washing the dishes, it's washing the dishes. If it means changing the diapers, it means changing the diapers. There's no limit to what we call the Sia Nasi Baal of Havera. Zemachria Ezino. This will tip his scale. Below Yizok Vulo Mu'uma. Mikol Chasadav Sha'asa Imacherim. All your Chasadav you did in your whole lifetime won't count the beam if you don't do Chesed in your own home. And unfortunately, we know too many people. So the biggest Chasadav, and I tell you, Shul president, and got some machers, you know, and they're running around doing all kinds of stuff and fever. And in the house, they're tyrants. Tyrants! Hit the wife! I'm telling you, I know it! First hand! You don't know what goes on behind closed doors, but the Rabbanah Shalom does. And if behind closed doors, a person acts as a tyrant, as a wife beater, or chalila, of a chalila, or even as an abuser, in the sense of demanding complete control, all of his chassanim won't count to anything. Nothing. Zero. I once said a pshat, I'm not sure if it was last year, I said a pshat to this sort of time detail. The chorus of Pli Atzuma. Why? It should count. Let all those chassanim count. And there should be a negative. It doesn't count for anything. It should count for a mitzvah, and there should be an avera connector like anything else. Why does it count at all? Is that a good passion? You see, you put on tefillin, you wear tzitzis, you eat matzah, that's an intrinsic mitzvah. It doesn't matter if it's shrichas kavana, kavana is enough, basic kavana, maybe you don't need kavana. However, gemilas chesed, by definition, is subjective. What's a chesed? Is it a chesed? It's not a chesed. Chesed, you have to want to do chesed. That's not kavana for chesed. If I have no kavana for chesed, the pashtus is no mitzvah. If I do something, I don't intend to do you any favors. It just happens to work out that way. Pashtus is no mitzvah. Well, your kindly power. If your character is so base, when you come to your home, you treat your wife terribly. That means you're not doing chesed. I mean, I'm not doing chesed. I'm the president of Bika Cholim, and the president of the Chevra Kadisha, and the president of the Simchos Kosovo of the Kalifa, and I'm the president of all these things, and all this. You know why you're doing that? You're doing it for your cover. You're doing that for your own, you know, oh, wow. He's the president of the Shul, the president of the Mikveh, the president of the Chevra Kadisha, the Gemach, the because if you would be doing it for proper reason, there's no way you can suddenly Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, if you close all your house, suddenly become bang, bang. It's impossible. There's no such thing. If you were really about chesed, and you really had a mind to help out those who need your help, then it would continue when you came to your house. The man doesn't count for anything, because it wasn't meant to Shem chesed. It was meant to be president of shul, that's all. I'll go further than that. You find that many of the biggest askanim in Tzorchei Tzibur, but they can't go home. That's the Shalom Bayis problem. That they went out every night, they want to be out to a different committee, a different this, a different that. I'm telling you cases that also. Rahman al Islam. That's not the answer. That's really the Chesed Hashem Chesed. That's my Pshat Reb Chaim Vital. But that we didn't be there at the name, I'm right or wrong. Remember this line. If also Hiknit Vizia, the base of Koas, the Hiknit Laracha, the Lo Chesed, who the seers were all, then I'm Kriya and Dino, Lo Yizaku, Lo Mahuma, Mikol Chasot of Shaosa Imachere. Wow. Okay. I'd like to discuss money. I'm going to give you my theory about money. That's here, there's one set. That's my theory about money? You make it, she spends it. That's my yourself. And that's what he said, basically. More or less, that's what I said, in stark terms. But he does say, Chas v'shalom, for the husband to use the purse strings as a means of control. I know something. I've spoken to him until I'm blue in the face. He uses money as a purse string. He's going to control his wife through money. If he's angry, his wife won't give her $50 to buy groceries for the house. I'm serious. I think I had the Yerushim was fond like this. I heard that the parents have been living at war for 50 years. So he conducts himself the same warlike state. Serious. It's all a matter of control. He makes a fortune of money, and he gives her out, you know, he doles it out, small amounts. He's like, okay, here's $100 for this because you were a good girl. What is this? That's the most demeaning attitude you can imagine. Outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. If a man doesn't tell his wife where the money is, and he puts his account, which is not a joint account, terrible. I am against any account. Let's see, tax you get a third account. Account should be joint account. Joint account, joint bank account. That's it. Belongs to both of them together. So my wife carries around a checkbook, and I carry around, you know, carry one or two checks in my pocket in case, you know, of emergency. We're sure to write a check or two when necessary. I'm serious. That's how it goes. And I can press buttons, so it's easier. So, but in all seriousness, that's how it works. You make it, and she spends it. That's Shalom Bayis.